Luke chapter 23. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king." And Pilate asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him and said, "You say it." Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, "I find no fault in this man." And they were the more fierce, saying, "He stirs up the people and teaches throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place." And when Pilate heard of Galilee, he said whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Yahshua, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him for a long time, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. And then he questioned him with many words, and Yahshua answered nothing. And the chief priests and scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Herod, with his men of war, set him at naught, and mocked him, and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him again to Pilate. And the same day Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for before they were at enmity between themselves. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said to them, "You've brought this man to me as one that perverts the people, and behold, I have examined him before you, and have found no fault in this man touching those things wherewith you accuse him. No, nor yet has Herod, for I sent you to him, and nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him." For of necessity he must release one of them at the feast. And they all cried out at once, saying, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison." Pilate therefore, willing to release Yahshua, spoke to them again. But they cried, saying, "Execute him! Execute him!" And when he had said to them the third time, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will chastise him and let him go." And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be executed, and the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released to them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired. But he delivered Yahshua to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold on one Simon, a Cyrenian, coming out of the country, and on him they laid the torture stake that he might carry it ahead of Yahshua. And there followed him a great company of people and women, which also bewailed and lamented him. And Yahshua, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, don't weep for me. Weep for yourselves and for your children, for the days are coming in which they shall say, 'Blessed are the barren and the wombs that never bore, and the paps which never gave suck.' Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in the dry?" And there were also two others, malefactors, led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they executed him, and the malefactors, the one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Yahshua, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And they parted his clothing and cast lots, and the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, and saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be the Messiah, the chosen of Yahweh." And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, "This is the King of the Jews." And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, "If you are the Messiah, save yourself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear Yahweh, seeing you are in the same condemnation? For we indeed are having this condemnation justly, for we received the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said to Yahshua, "Master, remember me when you come to your kingdom." And Yahshua said to him, "Truly I say to you, today shall you be with me in paradise." And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth till the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Yeshua had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he praised Yahweh, saying, Certainly this was a righteous man. And all the people that came together in that sight, beholding the things which were done, smote their breasts and returned. And all his acquaintances, and the women that followed him from Galilee, stood afar off, beholding these things. And behold, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, a good man and a just. The same had not consented to the counsel indeed of them. He was of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of Yahweh. This man went to Pilate and begged the body of Yeshua. And he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid it in a sepulchre that was hewn in stone, wherein never man before had been laid. And that day was on the preparation, and the Sabbath drew on. And the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after and beheld the sepulchre and how his body was laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. End of chapter 1.